Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
What's up, my friend? This is the Life in English podcast, and I'm your sensei, Tony Kaizen. And in this episode, you're going to learn the best way to deal with annoying people.
If only people are less irritating and annoying, then the world will be a much better place. However, annoyance is not a trait someone possesses, it is actually a response which I have. In other words, it is not accurate for me to say you are annoying when I actually mean I am annoyed. Annoyance is actually an emotional indicator revealing that others have fallen short of the standard of my desires. The key to dealing with your feelings of annoyance is to distinguish between personal preferences and matters of principles, between inconvenience and matters of conviction. If you do not know when to be flexible and when to be firm, it is no wonder that you are constantly annoyed with people and with life. Next time you feel annoyed, don't let it lead you to judging others, but use it as an opportunity to examine your own heart's intentions. Think about it.
All right, my friends, now I just want to explain a couple key words and phrases to help you sound more natural in your next conversation. All right. So the first word I want to explain is annoyance. Annoyance is the feeling or the state of being annoyed. Okay, so what you feel annoyance or you feel annoyed when someone is annoying you. Hopefully that makes sense. Now, another meaning of annoyance is something or someone that annoys you, right? Or a nuisance. So somebody can be an annoyance or this thing can be an annoyance, which means someone or something that annoys people, probably you in this case, right? Now, next, the word trait. T-R-A-I-T, trait. This word means a distinguishing quality or characteristic, typically one belonging to a person, right? So annoying is not a trait. It's not something that people possess. It's really what you mean to say is you feel annoyed, which is a state of being, and it's about you, not the thing that you see as annoying. Hopefully that makes sense, right? So the next word is accurate. I believe he said something like, it's not accurate to say you are annoying. I should say I feel or I am annoyed. And accurate just means correct in all details, or precise is another word that you can use. Now, the next word I want to explain is indicator. And this just means a thing, especially a trend or a fact that indicates the state or level of something. Now, this dictionary definition, I don't know if it's the clearest thing in the world. So an indicator is typically a thing, a fact, or a piece of information that lets you know or gives you information about a specific situation or topic or subject. Like, for example, if you can understand comedy and jokes in a foreign language, that's an indicator, that's a sign, that's a bit of information that lets you know you're starting to reach an advanced level. You see what I'm saying? All right, so the next word is revealing. This just means making interesting or significant information known, especially about a person's attitude or character. So if a piece of information is revealing, if a situation is revealing, it means through that information or that situation, you end up discovering something important or useful, right? Because to reveal something means to kind of take it out from the shadows and put it in the light for it to be seen. You see what I'm saying? So if something is revealing, you can have that image in your mind of this information or this person or situation taking this hidden piece of information out from the darkness and into the light so you can see it. Hope that makes sense to you. All right. Next on the list is fallen short. And the phrasal verb is fall short, or the expression, let's say, is to fall short. And what that means is to fail to reach your target or to fail to meet someone's expectations. So if you fall short of my expectations, it means you do not reach them. You weren't able to reach the level or the standard or the expectation I set for you. That's what it means to fall short. All right. Next is standard. Now, you might know this word. It's not necessarily advanced, but in this case, standard means a principle of conduct informed by notions of honor and decency. So it's like this set of guidelines or rules or a code that you have, a particular philosophy and way of being that you have. That's your standard of being, right? So just because somebody doesn't meet your particular standard, which is yours, it doesn't mean that they are annoying. It just means you are annoyed because somebody has not met your standards. But it's not about them. It's about you, right? That's the idea that I understood, at least. Okay? So the next word on the list is distinguish. Distinguish just means to perceive or point out a difference, to notice the difference, or to be able to differentiate two things, two or more things, let's say. So you need to be able to distinguish an annoying person from you feeling annoyed. You need to be able to differentiate your expectations from people's responsibility to meet those expectations. Those are two completely different things, and you need to be able to distinguish or differentiate them, right? Okay, next is matters, M-A-T-T-E-R-S, matters. And this word has multiple meanings, but in this context, a matter is an affair or a situation under consideration. In other words, it's a topic or just a situation in general. So if it's a matter of principles, you can also say it's a question of principle. It's a situation that deals with or that is related to principle. So if this is a matter of life and death, it means it's a situation that involves life and death. You see what I'm saying? It's all about that specifically. Hopefully that makes sense. All right. Now, the next word is inconvenience. And this just means trouble or difficulty caused to one's personal requirements or comfort. So if something is inconvenient, it basically makes you uncomfortable for some reason. Not just physically or emotionally. It could be any form of discomfort. So, for example, you might be talking with your friends at the park, and I might inconvenience you all by stopping your conversation to try and sell you something. Like, you're at the park just trying to enjoy the day, hang out with your friends. It's your only day off this week. You don't want somebody trying to sell you some shit at the park. That's an inconvenience. It's ruining your good time, your comfortable time with your friends, you know?
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, to get 30, to get 20, 20, 20, to get 20, 20, to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
All right, the next word is conviction. And conviction is just a firmly held belief or opinion. That's all it means. So if you feel conviction, it means you feel, you feel very confident in whatever it is that you believe. You feel conviction. You feel certain of what it is you believe. Basically, that's what it means. Okay. Now, the next word is flexible. And this word can change a little bit depending on the context, because you have physically flexible, like people that do yoga. I have so much respect for people that do yoga. Ever since I tried yoga and found out like how difficult that shit actually is. But anyway, flexible. Physically, you can stretch in, you know, strange ways, and you can put your body in very unnatural positions because you can stretch your limbs and body parts, you know, more than the average person. You are flexible. You're not stiff and stuck like a machine or a robot. You see what I'm saying? But in this context, flexible just means to be ready and able to change or adapt to different circumstances or a different situation. You see what I'm saying? You can roll with the punches, as we say. That's another expression, which basically just means you can adapt quickly, right? So we're in this situation, but bam, something changes. And immediately, I'm not going to cry. I'm not going to panic. I'm not going to get stressed. I can just keep moving. I go with the flow. You know, I roll with the punches. I'm very flexible. I'm adaptable. Okay. Next. It is no matter that, or excuse me, I said that completely wrong. Next on the list is, it is no wonder that. And this expression is used to say that it's not surprising at all, or it's not unexpected at all. So I think he said something like, if you don't know when to be flexible and firm, it's no wonder that you're constantly annoyed with people and with life. So when he says it's no wonder, let me just replace that phrase with another definition. I could say, if you don't know how to be flexible and firm, or when to be flexible and firm, you know, it's no surprise that you're always annoyed with people in life. You see what I'm saying? That's what it means when somebody says, oh, no wonder. It's like, oh, it's no surprise. Like, obviously. You see what I'm saying? All right. Next on the list is lead to. Let me go back and see exactly what he said. The next time you feel annoyed, don't let it lead to you judging others. That's what he said. So lead to, in this case, means to result in something. So the next time you feel annoyed, don't let that feeling of annoyance result in you judging other people. Don't let your judgment of other people be the result of you feeling annoyed. Choose to react a different way to that feeling is the idea. Okay. And last but not least on the list is examine. And you probably know what this means, but just in case you don't, it just means to inspect in great detail. If you examine your heart's intentions, it means you take a real hard look at your own heart, at yourself, and try to find all the details and things that need to be changed, right? You're investigating something thoroughly. That's the idea of examine. Okay. So my friend, I want you to remember that you will always come across difficult people and situations in this life, and you have absolutely no control over that. I know it can be hard sometimes, but I found that if you can manage to detach yourself from your idea of the way things and people should be and just accept the way things are, life gets so much easier, simpler, and less stressful. I'm obviously not saying you should always do nothing. There are times when someone or something is bothering you and you need to do something in order to make it stop. I'm just saying that accepting what you can't control leads to inner peace. And we all want inner peace, right? I'd like to think so. So, my friend, I'd like to thank you for your time and your attention. I really hope you enjoyed this episode of the Life in English podcast. I'm your host, Tony Kaizen, and I will talk to you soon. Peace.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High-quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.